My Life Today, August 14, Work for the Needy, Walking Where Jesus Walked. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. What a busy life Christ led! Day by day he might be seen entering the humble abodes of want and sorrow, speaking hope to the downcast and peace to the distressed. The poor and suffering received the greatest share of his attention. Children loved him. They were drawn to him by his ready sympathy. By his simple, loving words, he settled many a difficulty arising among them. Often he took them on his knee and talked with them in a way that won their hearts. Humble, gracious, tender-hearted, pitiful, he went about doing good, feeding the hungry, lifting up the bowed down, comforting the sorrowing. None who came to him for aid went away unrelieved. Not a thread of selfishness was woven into the pattern he has left for his children to follow. He lived the life that he would have all live who believe on him. It was his meat and drink to do the will of his Father. To all who came to him for help, he brought faith and hope and life. Wherever he went, he carried blessing. The tender sympathies of our Savior were aroused for fallen and suffering humanity. If you would be his followers, you must cultivate compassion and sympathy. Indifference to human woes must give place to lively interest in the sufferings of others. The widow, the orphan, the sick, and the dying will always need help. Here is an opportunity to proclaim the gospel, to hold up Jesus, the hope and consolation of all men. When the suffering body has been relieved, and you have shown a lively interest in the afflicted, the heart is opened, and you can pour in the heavenly balm. If you are looking to Jesus and drawing from him knowledge and strength and grace, you can impart his consolation to others, because the Comforter is with you.